Daf is Daf Tzadi Vav. So we got towards the bottom of Tzadi Heim Nebez. Last couple of lines, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abahu. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, it's four lines up, that Ilmali Mikra Kalsiv, had the Pasuk not said it, E.F. Shal Omar, we couldn't say it ourselves. Dechsid, the Pasuk in Yishayahu says, Bayomahu, on that day, Yigalach Hashem Mitar Haschira. He's going, Hashem, on that day Hashem shaved him with some type of razor, a razor that he rented, if you will. Ba'avrei Nahar, those who passed through the river, B'melech Asher as Harosh, he shaved the head of the Seyar, Haraglaim, the hair of the legs, V'gamas HaZakan Tispen, and also the beard. So what does the pasuk mean? It's the Gemara Darshan's that Amar Kutcha Brichu V'idme Le Kigavra Saba. Very, very strange Gemara that Kadosh Baruch Hu came, he appeared like an old man. Now, obviously, that can't be the case. So what that means is, according to the Ben Yehoyada, there are different types of malachim. There's some malachim that are in the camp of Hashem, and there are other just stam malachim. So apparently this is a malach that came from the camp of the Shechina, which represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu more so than other types of malachim. So that's why it was called Kid Shubrichu, was like a gava, appeared like an old man. But it wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. It was a malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's camp that appeared like an old man. Fine. So Amar Leh, so the malach says to Sancheirav, when it comes to the camp, Ki Azlas Lagabi Malchim Mizrach Umarav. Now when you go out to the kings of the east, the kings of the west, Daisinu Livnayu Uktaltinu, they're going to ask you and say, you caused all your children, all your soldiers to be killed. So my Amar Slu, what exactly are you going to respond when they say, what happened to all your soldiers? So Amar Leh, Sancheirav says, Ahahu Gavra Bahu Bachta Nam Yosef. He said, that guy, meaning I'm also scared. I don't know how I'm going to respond. Could you give me some advice? What do I tell the rest of the kings of the world what happened to my army? So Amar Leh, so Hey Chinavid, what should I do? So the Malach says, I'll tell you what to do. Amar Leh, Zil Vishani Nafshik. Go and change yourself. Disguise yourself. And B'mai Yishani. So Sancheirav asks the Malach, in what way should I disguise myself? So Amar Leh, so the Malach explains, Zil Aisi, go bring me Aisili Maspara Vigzech Ana. Go get me a pair of scissors and I'm going to shave your hair. So Mehechei Aisi, so Sancheirav says, where in the world am I going to find a pair of scissors here where I am right now? So Amar Leh, he says, Ulalahu Besa V'Aisi, go to that house over there, they have a pair of scissors you could borrow. So Alzil Sancheirav goes, Vashkichinu Malachai Sharis V'idmilei Kigavra, they were Malachim, but appeared like men, that were sitting in this house. And these malachim were grinding dates at that time. Amalu, so Sancheirav says, excuse me, if you don't mind, Havili Maspir, please give me a, I'm not sure he said please, but give me scissors. So Amri Leh, the malachim who appeared as men, says to him, Techon Chan Giriva de Kashyasa, grind for us one date pit, Vinitan Lach, and then in return, we'll pay you back with a pair of scissors. Okay. So Techon Chan Giriva de Kashyasa, so Sancheirav goes ahead and grinds a date pit, the Havu Leh Masparta, and in return, they give him a pair of scissors. Sa'ada Asa, Ichshech. Now, by the time he got back there, the sun had already set. So now the malachim couldn't shave his beard because he had hair, because he couldn't see anything. So Amar Leh, so the malach says, I've got a problem now. I can't see what I'm doing. Now go back and zil Aisi Nura. Go get me a candle so I could see what I'm cutting here. Fine. So Alziv Aisi Nura, so Sancheirav goes ahead and gets a candle. And what happened is, Bahadik the Kanafichle, when they're trying to blow the candle or the coal to make the fire bigger and bigger so they could see better, Islele Nura Bidikna, the fire caught onto his beard, his dikna onto his beard. So now Sancheirav's beard's on fire. And Azil, so now that got rid of his beard, so his beard got burnt off. And Azil Gaziel Eresha, and then afterwards he went ahead, the Malach used the scissors to cut off the hair on the head. So Amri, Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk meant in the earlier, we mentioned before in Mishayahu, V'gam es hazaka netispeh, and also the beard is going to be removed. And that's the word says, betar aschira. Earlier we said a razor that was rented, he exchanged it for work he did in grinding the pit, he got in exchange this razor, this pair of scissors. Amr Papa, Rapapa said, Hainu Dharmincha, that's what people would typically say. Again, adage that's not used nowadays. I don't know really when you would use this, but he says, Garirte Larama Shapirle, if you shave the hair of a non-Jew, itlele nur bedikna, so his beard's going to catch fire also, Volo Sava Chucha Mine, and don't hold back from laughing at him. Okay, so this was something that was said about Sancheirav, and I don't know which context you would use it in, but fine, that's Rapapa. Gemara now says, Azal, what happened next is that Ashkach Dapa Betevusa de Noach, so very appropriate for this week's Parsha, of course. So he came across a board that was left behind from Noach's Teva. So apparently Noach's Teva broke up. I don't know exactly. They say they found it somewhere in Turkey, maybe. But he found a board that came from Noach's Teva. So what did he say? Amar, so Sancheiv started to speak to this board. And he said, Hainu Allah Rabba, this is the great God. He thought the board was a god because it saved Noach. So he starts speaking to the board, the Sheizas Fala Noach Bitufna, that saved Noach from the Mabul. So Amar, so he says further to the board, Iazil Hahu Gabra Umatlach, if you somehow save me and get me out of this place, so then Mikarvlu Litrain Binoi Kamach, I'm going to offer my two sons as a carbon to you. Please save me. So what happens, he didn't pay attention, his sons were right behind him. And Shamu Venohi, his sons heard what Sancheiriv were willing to do, to give their lives up. So what did they do? Kalu, they killed their father Sancheiriv. And Hainu Dechsev, that's what the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Vayihi, hu mishtach lebeis Nisroch, he was bowing down to the base Nisroch, Neser, the board Elohav, his God, he thought it was a God. Vad Ramlach, Vishar Etzar, Banav, his two sons, Hiku Becherev, killed him with his sword. Okay, the Gemara goes on further, which discusses other inyanim of Malachim now, a completely different topic that related to next week's Parsha. Now we're getting in the Parshios, about the Malachim who came to visit Avraham Avinu, but not those of the Malachim that you're talking about, referring to the wars of the four kings and the five kings. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from next week's Parsha again, Vayachalek Alem Laila Hu Vavadav Vayakem. So it was when Avraham heard that Lot was kept held in captivity, he got himself all prepared and he went with the night. He had with him 318 men, and in the middle of the night, he divided the army up. So the Gemara darshins Amar Rabbi Yochanan Osa Malach Shinizdabin Lo Lavram Laila Shemo. It's not referring to Laila as in night. It's referring to a name of a Malach. That what it means is the Araya, that a Laila is the name of a Malach. Shinemar and Iov Halaila Amar Hora Gavir. That the Laila spoke. So Laila is referring to some type of a being. It's a Malach. So the pasuk is meant to be written, or read, understood rather. Vayachalek Alem Laila, that the Laila split up the army. Not that in night they split the army. The Malach Laila divided up the army for Avram in helping him fight against the kings. That's the understanding of the pasuk. Okay, then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchamar, he says, She'asa imo maisa Laila. In other words, what he did was, he fought with them, he fought on his behalf with the Mazalos. Shenemar minashemaim nilchamu hakochavim misilosam nilchamu imsisra. Some fighting was going on with the stars of the night. Something much deeper going on. Fine. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says tava dinapcha. Better is the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha midvar Nafcha than from the son of Nafcha, referring to Rabbi Yochanan, who was a son of Bar Nachba. So Rav Nachba's understanding, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha was a better drasha than Rav Yochanan, who was the son of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Finally, the Gemara now goes on to darshan further about that pasuk of Avram. The pasuk says, "Vayirdof Adan," and he ran away until Dan. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Yochanan, Kevin Shaba Osa Tzadik Adan. Since Avram got to the location where Dan was, Tashash Kocho, he got very weak. Why? Because Rav Bnei Banav, he saw that his grandchildren in that place, Sha'asidin La'avod Avodah Zarah B'dan. They knew that he had some type of vision that in this location, his great-grandchildren are going to worship Avodah Zarah, which certainly weakened him. Shenemar, it says, the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Vayasem Es Ha'echad B'Beis El, Ve'es Ha'echad Nasen B'dan. They placed one Selim in Beis El and another one in Dan, and Avram felt that in that location, so he got very, very weak. V'af Osa Rasha, even that Rasha, which is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, Lonis Gaber, he didn't become strong Acha Higiladan. For him, for Avram, it weakened him, but for Nebuchadnezzar, it actually strengthened him. It was like, it was from the Sitra Achra that gave him this extra strength. Shenemar, it says in Yirmiyah, Midan Nishma Nachras Susa. From Dan, he heard the strength of the horses. So that's what Nebuchadnezzar gained his strength. Gemara says further now, Amar Rabbi Zeira Afagav Dishalach Rabbi Huda ben Besera Minitzvin and Kron to the Be'er Sheva, one of the Achronim, he says it actually should be Rabbi Shua ben Levi, based on the historical connections of the people we're about to suggest right now. But Rabbi Zeira sent the following, that even though it was sent from Rabbi Shua ben Levi or Rabbi Huda ben Besera, Zakein Sheshachach Tamudei Machmas Onso, a person who forgets, a Zakein who forgets his learning because of he's too old or he's getting sick or whatever the case might be, So v'hizaru b'viridim, which Rabbi Yehuda, and one should be very careful when shechting a bird to cut all the major arteries in the neck of the bird. V'hizaru b'bnei am ha'aretz, and to be careful with an am ha'aretz who now turned to be Talmud Chacham. Don't start making fun of him. You remember when he used to be an am ha'aretz, when he used to be doing this and doing that? Don't make fun of him. Shema Tete Torah, because it's very possible that this person is going to be the one who's giving the Torah. Am ha'aretz could very much be the one who becomes a leader, because what he's overcome, a tremendous Baal Tshuva, and a tzaddik in that way. Kai Milsa Modiyin Lo. So what is saying here? I didn't get this whole context.
It's
we're saying.
I don't think we're finished.
Yeah, okay, fine. So we're seeing here, even though he says it, to be very, very careful, because be careful because it's very possible that from an am ha'aretz that a shemehem teitei Torah, Torah might come out from them. Kia milsa modiin lehu, something like this. We'll see in a bit that we see examples of tamid chachamim coming out from am ha'aretz. How so? So Gemara quotes a pasuk. Tzadik ata Hashem ki arive lecha ach mishpatim adaber osach. So I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is true in what he does, but still I want to debate with you to understand madua derech rishoyim tzalecha shalu kol bogdei vaged. Why do they have such nice lives with hatzlacha, with shalva? Nitatim gam shara shu yelchu gam e'asu peri. They have very strong roots and they have perils. Yirmiyahu was challenging Kadosh Baruch Hu, not in his decision making, but he just wanted to understand why do rishoyim sometimes have very nice life. So Maya Hadrile, so what was the response from Shemayim to Yirmiyah? Ki es raglayim ratzta v'yalucha. With these people, they get very, very tired. V'eich tisachare es asusim. How is it going to be that they're going to horses or going to run? U'be'eret shalom atabotech. And they're having faith and trust in the peaceful land. V'eich tase begon hayardin. How are they doing what they're doing in these places of haughtiness? So what exactly is going on here? So the Gemara says, this pasuk, which is again a very hard pasuk to understand, even pshat, but there's a mashal here. The understanding of the pasuk is mashal adam echad. It's a reference to a man who was would say, Sha'amar, yachani larutz shalosh parsos lefnei hasusim. I'm so fast, I could beat out a horse by three parsa. And not only that, in a place where there's a swampy area where it's not easy to run. So, and horses have the ability to run much faster on that swampy area. They're used to it. I could still beat them out by three parsa. What happens in this mashal, nizdamein lo ragle echad. So one guy comes, a regular person who starts running, and rats lefanav, runs in front of this guy, shloshamilim. Three, this guy who's so proud of himself, his abilities to run, some other Joe Schmo comes along and beats him out by 3 miles. And Biyabasha on dry land, on a paved road. Vinila, and this guy who was starting about his how great he was, starts getting tired. So Amrulay said to this Balgaiva, Uma lefnei ragle kach, in front of this Joe Schmo, came off the street, you can't beat him. Lefnei susima achas kama kama, how much more so you can't beat horses? And shloshas, and ma shloshas milim kach, and shloshas milim, which was a shorter distance, and you could start to get tired, shalos parsals al achas kama v'kama, which much longer you're going to be able to last that long? And biyama biyabasha kach, if on dry land you couldn't accomplish this, bein bitzei amayim al achas kama v'kama, on swampy grounds you're able to accomplish this. So af ata soto yirmiyo, don't, you could understand the following. Ma bischar arba pisios sheshilamti losa rasha shirat acha krodi. Just those four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took, I paid him back a schar. We'll see where that comes up in a second. That he ran four steps, in order to, for the kavod of Hashem, as we'll see certainly soon. Sa'ata tamia. So you're bothered by the schar that he received. He did tremendous amount of kavod shemayim, as we'll see. So kishani meshalim schar la'avram yitzhak v'yakov shiratzu lefanai kesusim. But the avos, who run in front of me like horses, in front of horses, and they don't get tired, don't worry, alaska achas kama kama, don't worry, they're going to have great schar as well. Behind you, that's what the pasuk means, la nevim nishbar libi bekirbi rechafu. That the nevim, referring to Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, they're going to be nishbar libi, break my heart, don't be so troubled by all the schar they're going to receive. Kol asmosai, haisi ki isha shikor, u kegever avaru yain, mipnei Hashem, mipnei divrei kadsho. So it's a reference to somehow a tremendous amount of schar that they're going to get. Meaning, granted, the Rishayim now are getting some schar because they have a little bit of kavod shemayim sometimes. They give them schar, but not to worry. In the Lasid Lavo, in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, in Yemos Mashiach, there's going to be tremendous amounts of rewards given out to the great Nevi'im. Fine. So the Gemara now gets back to the story. Hani arba psios mayahai. What's the reference of four steps that Nebuchadnezzar took, l'kavod shemayim? What's that background? So Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu dichsiv ba'esahi, that time, shalach mirodach biladan ben baladan melech bavel svarim. At that time, this individual sent gifts. He sent gifts to Chizkiyahu melech because he certainly heard that Chizkiyahu melech got sick and he got healed. So he wanted to send them gifts. So Gemara says, well, I don't understand why you're sending gifts to Yechizkiyahu melech. Mishum ki chala Chizkiyahu v'yachazek sheder lein svarim u'mincha. Because Chizkiyahu melech got sick and got healed, we send all these wonderful gifts to him. There's something more that's going on here. So Gemara explains as follows. The pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Lidrosh hamofes asher haya ba'aretz. He wanted to seek out the tremendous miracle that took place in the land. What was the miracle? D'amar Rabbi Yochanan osa yom shemes bo achaz. The day that Achaz HaMelech, who was the father of Chizkiyahu, who was a bad king, the day he died, shtei shaos haya, the days were shortened by 2 hours. There was less sun in the world for 2 hours. The days were cut by 2 hours. Amazing thing. And v'chichala Chizkiyahu v'itfach. When Chizkiyahu got sick and then healed, so Adrinu Kutchabrichu Lahanuch Esar Shah Nehele, he returned back from those 10 hours, Dichsiva Hinini Meshiv Esel Hamalos Ashayarda Bamalos Achaz, the shade that came down with the Achaz Bashemesh Acharonis Aser Malos Vitashiva Shemesh, he returned the sun Aser Malos Bamalos Ashayarda. He returned back those hours that were taken away. Apparently it took place for 5 days, I guess, so 5 days times 2 hours or 10 hours taken from the day. Those 10 hours were brought back when Chizkiyah became healed. So what happened here? Amar Lahu, so Marudach Baladan, who was the king of Babel, said, what is going on here? Mahi, what's the change of hours? It's very strange. So Amri Leh, so his servant said to him, Chizkiyah Chalash V'itbah. Chizkiyah Melech got sick and he got healed. And the next happened that the son was restored. So Amar, so the king says, Ika Gavra Kiai, there's such a great individual in the world. V'lo ba'ina l'shaduri le'shlama. I'm not going to seek out a greeting from him or greetings to him. So Kisri le'shlama, the Malka Chizkiyahu, he sent greetings to the king Chizkiyahu. Shalom l'karta the Yushlaim, and sending greetings out to the city of Yushlaim. And shalom l'lokaraba, and to your great God. That was the message. Now Nebuchadnezzar, Safra de Baldan Hava, he was the sofer. Nebuchadnezzar was his writer. And how he shaita the lahava hasim. At this point, at that moment, he wasn't there. He was out, I don't know, running an errand. And he also, when he came back, amalahu heche kasvin. He heard what happened, and he asked the servants, "What exactly? Tell me the nusach that you wrote on this letter that was sent off to Chizkiyahu Melech." So amrilei, they told him heche kasvin. They said, "We wrote greetings to the king, greetings to the city, greetings to the god." Samalhu Nebuchadnezzar says, Karisa le ala karaba, uchasvinu le levasof. You acknowledge the great God, but you put God at the end. Hashem is at the last message. Doesn't make sense. Samar, so then they ask Nebuchadnezzar, Elahecha hachi kasvi. You should write it as follows, Nebuchadnezzar says. It should have been written, Shalom la lo karaba first. Greetings to your God, Shalom Makarta Yushlaim, to the city of Yushlaim, and then Shalom Lamalka Chizki. That's the appropriate way to do this. So Amrilei, so the servant said to Nebuchadnezzar, Karyana Digarta Iulehave Parvanika. You are the writer of letters, so you should go tell the answer. Now, what happened was they already sent the message, so the message is off to Yushalayim, and Nebuchadnezzar is too late. So Rahad Basrei, so Nebuchadnezzar started to run after the messenger to catch up and to change the text. And Kidirahit Arba Psios, the moment he took 4 steps in that direction, also Gavriel V'okme. Gavriel picked up Nebuchadnezzar and brought him directly to the messenger in order to change the text. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Il mole b'Gavriel v'amido lohayat takana l'soneim shel Yisrael. Had Gavriel not stopped, Nebuchadnezzar would have ran, who knows, 5,000 steps. Every step he took for Kavod Shemaim was another point of schar for him. So Gavriel says, 4 psios, that's all I'm going to give you. I'm not letting you have any more psios. I'm going to pick you up and put you by the shliach. And pretty much Gavriel saved all of Klai Yisrael. But these were the 4 steps that he took, Nebuchadnezzar took, that earned him all that schar that he gained in his life. Gemara says, now, my Bladon ben Baladon, what is that his name? You don't get name a child after their father. Now they do, but that back then apparently wasn't common. So Amri, they said, Baladon Malkava. Baladon was the king. That was the father. What happened was something interesting. Vishtani ape vahave beta kaba. His face was transformed and deformed and looked like a dog. And he was no longer fit to be the king. So the son took over as king. And Kihava Kasiv, when he write a letter, Kasiv Shmei Ushmei Davua Baladin Malki. He wrote his name, but he also wrote the name of his father Baladin in order, I guess, to give him some level of kavod, even though his father was no longer serving as king, he was still alive. So his name was really Marodach ben Baladin, but he wanted to give his father kavod, so he called himself Marodach Baladin ben Baladin. That was the background of this naming. So Hainu Dichsev, that's what the Pasuk says in Malachi, Bein Yechabed Av, a son who honors his father, Ve'eved Adonav, and a servant who honors their master. Ben Yechabed Av, who's the one who honors their father? That's a reference to Had Amran of Merodach, who honored his father, Baladan. And what's an example of an Eved Adonav who serves his, who rather honors his master? That's an example of the of Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradan, as it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Ubachodesh HaChamishi Be'asel HaChodesh, the fifth month of the year, the tenth of the month, Hishnas Chasrei Shana, the 19th year of Melch Nebuchadnezzar, Melch Bavel, the king of Bavel, Ba Nebuzradan, Rav Tabachim, Nebuzradan came, Amar Lefnei Melch Bavel B'Yushalayim, Va'he stood in front of the king of Yushalayim, Va'yisrof Es Beis Hashem Ves Beis HaMelech, and he ended up burning down Yushalayim. So Gemara says, wait a second, what's Peshat here in the Pasuk? Misalak, Nebuchadnezzar, Yushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't Yushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar stayed back in Bavel. It was Nebuzradan who went to Yushalayim. So how come it says he stood in front of the king Bavel in Yushalayim? The Melch Bavel was in Yushalayim. He was still back home in Bavel. Paksiv doesn't say, Vayalu oso el Melch Bavel Rivlasa. They brought it back to Bavel, to Rivlasa. Vamir Rabbi Bo, that's a reference to Zuan Tochia, which is an Aryan Chutzlaritz, meaning that what? That Nebuzradan, that rather Nebuchadnezzar was still in Bavel, he wasn't in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, it's telling us that Rav Chister of Yitzhak Bar Avodimi, Chadamar Demus Diyikidono, Haisa Chakukalo Amir Kavto. Nebuchadnezzar's face had been painted or etched on the chariot of Nebuzradan, and it was as if Nebuchadnezzar was standing in Yerushalayim, even though he wasn't. Chadamar, others say, no, Ema Yisera Haisa Lomimenu, that Nebuzradan was so scared of Nebuchadnezzar, it was Ki'ilu Nebuchadnezzar was standing in front of him, that's how fearful he was. Doma Kimisha Omed Lefanov, as if he was standing right in front of him. Gemar now says further on the story of Nebuzradan, who when he took over and destroyed the base of Migdash. Again, he was coming as a shliach, as a general of a Nebuchadnezzar. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Te'en tlas mea kodinyaisa, carry 300, a weight of 300 mules, Narga defarzla deshale befarzla, which are different types of hammers, very sharp hammers and axes, and they took it to Yerushalayim. And Shadr Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar sent here 300 axes. He sent them to Nebuchadnezzar in Yerushalayim. Vekulu blatinu chad dashad Yerushalayim. And one gate absorbed all of them, swallowed them all up. They started banging down the gate of Yerushalayim, and they just broke every single axe, just broke in half. And it wasn't successful. Shinemar, it says in Tehillim, Pistucheha yachad bekashio v'chilapos yahalomun. One gate was able to break and defend against all these different axes. So by the matter, the Nebuzradan wanted to go back and said, there's no way to take over the city. So Amar, he said to himself, Mustafina, delo labdi bi, kiecha de avdi b'Sancheirev. I'm scared he's going to kill me, like what happened to Sancheirev, who tried taking over Yerushalayim, and Sancheirev, when his army was destroyed. So maybe I should just really pull out. Nafka kala, but out came a voice from heaven. Amar, he says, Shavar b'Shavar, you're a person who's a doleg ben a doleg. What does that mean? That you come quickly, and you could conquer Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar shvar demata zimna demaktisha charev dehechla mikla. You, the jumper, how do they say this?
Leaper.
A leaper. Okay, I don't know how he's a leaper exactly, but he's a leaper of some sort. He jumped.
Yeah. Physically, this is like he leapt. The idea of conquering Yerushalayim, he sort of jumped at it. He really liked it. And now it's not working, so you're going to jump back, you're going to leap away.
Okay. So you who really wanted to take advantage of the opportunity, I'm telling you now, says this heavenly voice, Timata Zimna Demaktisha Charev, this is the time the base of Mikdash is going to be destroyed, Vehichala Miklay, and it's going to be burnt. So Pashtei Chad Narga, they had one axe left. And what did they do? Asa Machia Bekope, they took it and hit it with the blunt side of the not the sharp side of the axe, but the where the I guess the handle is, and vipatach, and that somehow opened the gate miraculously. Shenemar, it says yivada kimevi lamala bisfach eitz kardumos. I guess when you hit the wood, the handle part of it caused it to open up the gates. Havakatev Aziel, so he went out and started killing everyone in Yerushalayim. Demata lehechla until he got to the base of Migdash. Adlik beinura, he lit it on fire, and Gava Heichala, the Heichal began to elevate itself up to Shemayim. Darcha beimin Shemaya, but it was pressed down. The Shemayim pushed it back down and wasn't letting it come up to Shemayim. Shenemar, it says Gas Darcha Hashem Livsulas Bas Yehuda, that Hashem kind of pressed it back down to this world and allowed it to be burnt. So Kachzicha Daita, so now Nebuzradan was a big Balgaiva, he was the one. Sancheriv couldn't conquer Yerushalayim, but he was able to conquer Yerushalayim. Nafka Bas Kalav Amrela, a heavenly voice came out and said, Amak Tilta Katla, what do? You killed a nation that already was dead. Come on, this time was up. Because Baruch Hu handed him over to you. Don't be such a Balgaiva. Heichlala Kalya Kal, so you burnt a burnt base of Migdash. You already was destined to be burnt. You didn't accomplish much. Kimcha Tachina Tachinasa, you ground flour that's already ground. You didn't accomplish anything. Shenemar, it says in Yeshayahu, Kechi Rechaim V'tachni Kemach. You take a mill and you grind flour. You don't grind flour. Flour is already ground. So what do? Gali Tamasech Chashbi Shovel Gali Shuk Ivri Naharos. I don't know the end of the pasuk what that means, but we're darshan at least the first part of the pasuk. Chitim Lo Nemar Ela Kemach. You normally grind wheat. You don't grind flour. So what do you do, Nevuzradon? You ground the flour. It already was burnt and it already was ground to a flour. You didn't accomplish much. He saw there's blood coming out of a person who happened to be Zechariah the Navi. So Amrleh, he says to Klai, so this also appears in Maseches Gittin, those who learn the sugyas of Churban Beis Hamikdash and Gittin, this story happens there as well. So he says, my high, what in the world is this boiling blood that's coming out? So Amrleh, they said to him, Damas Vachem Hu Vishapech, these are the bloods of Karbanos that were shechted. So Nevuzradon didn't really buy it. He says, yeah, Amrleh, I see Vanti Eden Medamit, bring me some animals, I'm going to shech them, I'm going to compare the blood. So Kasi shech the animals below idmi. It's not the same color blood as a cow as the blood he was seeing boiling. So he knew it wasn't coming from animals. So he says, tell me again, what is this boiling blood? So Amalhu, so he says to them, Galili Evilo, if you don't tell me whose blood this is, Sarikni Lachu Livisraihu Vimesraika de Parzla, I'm going to scratch your flesh with a metal comb until you start bleeding. So you better tell me what's going on with this boiling blood. So Amrile, they said to him, fine, hi Kohen Vinavihu. This is the blood, boiling blood of a Kohen and a Navi, namely that of Zechariah. Dinab Lahuli Yisrael, he had prophesied for Klaisel, Bukhubanad Yushlaim of the Kalu, that the base of English was going to be destroyed. They didn't like that Navua, so they killed him. So Amrilhu, he says, Anna Mifaisinele, I'm going to appease the blood of this Navi slash Kohen. I see Rabbanan Katil Ilave, he brought Tamit Chachamim and killed them, and Lo Nach, the blood didn't stop boiling. I see Deratike de Beirav Kitili Alave, he brought little children and killed them, Lo Nach, and the blood didn't stop. I see Pirchakun, he brought young Kohanim, the Katil Ilave, and killed them, Lo Nach, and the blood didn't stop bubbling. Ad the Kikatul Ilave Tishin Varba Ribo, he killed 940,000 Yidden that time, Vilonach, and still the blood didn't stop. Kariv Lagabe, he came close, he went down and bent down to the boiling blood of Zechariah and says, Amar, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebehani Ibatim, the best of you I already burnt, I already killed. Nichalach the Kadil Lechul, do you want me to kill every single Yid in this world? Miyad Nach, then Zechariah's blood stopped bubbling. Here he tshuva bedaito, an amazing thing. That moment he decided to do tshuva after killing almost a million Jews. Just for that time, aside from all the Jews he killed on the way into Yerushalayim, he says, I'm going to do tshuva now. What was his thought process? Amar ma heim shelo ibdu ela nefesh achas. Klai said that killed one person. They just killed Zechariah. Kach, and the onish was that 1 million people would be killed because of the blood of Zechariah. So Ho Gavra, that person referring to himself, who killed who knows how many Jews he killed. Ma teve ale, what's going to be with me? So at that point, Arak, he ran away. Shadar Purtei Salabesa, he sent a message to his family that I'm converting, do this and this with my property. Vizkayar, and he converted. That's the story of Bizbadran, the one who conquered the general who destroyed Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Wow. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan. The Braita tells us now a number of examples where terrible Rishayim, and sometimes just Am Haaretz, whose children and great-grandchildren ended up being Tzadikim. So the first one brought here is Tanur Rabbanan Naaman. Naaman, who was a general of the army of Aram, the times of Elisha Navi, he became a ger Toshiv. A Ger Toshiv is not a Ger Tzedek. He became just, he accepted upon himself not to do Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't accept the other mitzvahs. The Machlok is what a Ger Toshiv is, but it's still a non-Jew who accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. That's a simple understanding of a Ger Toshiv. Nevuz Radran, as we just saw, was a Ger Tzedek. It was a full-fledged Ger. And Mibnei Banav Shel Sisra, the great-grandchildren of Sisra, we know his wasn't a great general at the times of the Shoftim, he converted, or rather not him, his great-grandchildren converted, and Lamdu Torah B'Yushalayim, and they learned Torah in Yushalayim, and according to some Girsals, one of his great-grandchildren was Rabbi Akiva. Mibnei Banav Shel Sancheirev, the great-grandchildren of Sancheirev, who was the one who was responsible for exiling the Esar Shvatim and tried at least conquering Yerushalayim, but wasn't successful. Limda Torah B'Rabim, his great-grandchildren taught Torah in Rabim. Uman Inu, who were these great people? Shemaya V'Avtalyam. Now there is a discussion in the Rambam and other places that we don't allow someone who doesn't have Yichus, a Ben Ger, we don't allow them to be a Rosh Hashiva or to be a Nasi or any point of authority. But since Shemai and Avtalion were so great, there was no one better than them, they were allowed to be appointed a Nesiim. But normally a Ben Ger cannot have any position of authority. It's a big discussion in the post. Rav Moshe talks about this. Fine. His great-grandchildren learned Torah and Bnei Brak. Now the question they ask here is, don't we know you cannot accept a Ger from a Malik? How is it possible that Bnei Banav, his Ben Achar Ben of Haman, was able to stay alive and become a Ger? So the number of answers are given. Some say that this Mechilta actually argues, this Medrash argues and says you are allowed to accept a Maliki as a Ger. Others say that no, that then when they were converted, they didn't know that they were from Amalek. They didn't tell them where they came from. They just thought they were Stam Nanju. When a person converts, we don't ask them, are you an Amaleki? We just, if they're really convincing, we let them convert. So they didn't know. They were tricked. Well, alternatively, they said this was after Sancheirev had mixed up all the different nations of the world, the non-Jewish nations even, so no one really knew the Yichus that they came from, so no one was really an Amaleki anymore. So therefore, everyone was able to convert if they qualified. Gemara says further, Af b'nudei banav shel Russia, even the great grandchildren of Nebuchadnezzar, b'kesh kadosh baruch hu lachnisim tachas kanfei shechina, he also wanted to bring them under the wings of the shechina. Amru malachei shareis lefnei kadosh baruch hu ribono sholam, mi shehechrev es beisecha, the one who destroyed your beis hamigdash, v'sarv es heichalach, and burnt it, tachnis tachas kanfei shechina, you're going to allow his descendants to come into our world? Hainu dechsev, that's what it means. Ripinu es bavel v'lo nir pasa. What does that mean? They tried, softening it of some sort. They wanted to have a refuah for Nebuchadnezzar, but he wasn't let in. This is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, he says, no, it's a reference to Elon Aris Bavel, the rivers of Bavel, the Targumei de Tsinyasa de Bavle, they were bitter waters that they tried sweetening them, but they weren't sweetened. They have a very different discussion than Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, let's finish up here. Gemara now says, Amar Ula, Amun Umoava, Shivchei Bishei Yushalayim Havu. These were bad neighbors. Amun and Moav were next to Yushalayim, they were not good neighbors of Yushalayim. Kevin de Shaminu Lenevia de Kamisnabe Lukhurban and Yushalayim, once they started overhearing the prophecies of the Nevuos, of the Nevim, that Yushalayim, the base of Mikdash, was going to be destroyed. So what do? So they overheard. They live right next door to Yushalayim. So Shalachu Lemudachanetzar Pokvata, they sent a message to Bavel from far away, like the Palestinians are coordinating with Iranians, sending out to Bavel, now's the time. We heard from the Secret Service, come destroy Yushalayim. This is your chance. They said, Pok Svesak, come over here. Amar said, Nebuchadnezzar says to Amun and Moab, Mistafina, de loli abdili, kadavdik bekamai. We're scared of them. This is a powerful nation. Remember what happened to Sancheirev and Sisra? We don't want that to happen to us. So Shalchulei, so Amun and Moab sent back to them, not to worry. The pasuk says in Mishlei, ki ein ha'ish beveisa halach b'derech merachok. Ve'ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar Hashem ish mechama. The man has left the building. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer there. So he says, Shalchulei, they sent back to them, and Nebuchadnezzar said, wait a second though. Bikari Vehu, even though he's not in the house, he's still somewhere nearby. He's probably hiding out behind the bushes, this Ish, this Hashem of theirs. Vasi, he's going to come and ambush us if we come about, like what happened to Sancheirev's army. Shalchulei says, no, but the end of the pasuk says, not only is it Ein Ish Beveso, but even Halach Bederech Merachok, he's not nearby, he ran far away. I'm telling you, this is your chance, they write. Shalachlu, so Nebuchadnezzar sends back to them, Ishlu Tzadiki Debar Rachmei Maisile, but they have great tzadikim, we know of these tzadikim, they could daven and protect themselves. Shalchulei, they says, no, Tzorah Kesev Lakach Biyado, he took the wallet of money. Vein kesef ela tzadikim. Kesef, a reference to tzadikim, shenemar, ve'kereha li b'chamisha asar kesef v'chomer sa'orim v'lesach sa'orim. I removed all the kesef, all the tzadikim, they're no longer here. So Shalach Luhu, so Nebuchadnezzar said to them, Hadre Rishai b'tshuva hu barach me maisilu. But maybe the Rishai who are left over, maybe they're going to do tshuva, and then they're davening for protection from Hashem. Shalach Luhu, so Amun Moav said back to Nebuchadnezzar, Kvar kavalem zman, I'm telling you the time has come, there's no hope for Am Yisrael, there's no hope for the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, it says, L'yom ha-kesa yavo veso, the day of kesa, come to the house. What does that mean? Ein kesa el azman. Kesa is a reference to time, as it says in another pasuk in Tehillim, Shenemar, be-kesa yom chagenu, a set time for the chag, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So now there's a yom kesa, there's a zman set for coming to Yavo Beiso, to come into the house, come over and burn it. So Shalach Lahu, so Nebuchadnezzar said, Sitvasahu, v'matzina dasi mitalgo u'misimidrat mitra. It's the fall, it's the summer, I'm not able to travel. It's snowing, it's raining. So Shalach Lahu, they said to Nebuchadnezzar, not to worry, ta ashina de tura, come to Eretz Yisrael by the lower parts of the mountains, and the mountains above are going to protect you from the rain and the sun. I don't know exactly what that means, but Shinamar, it says, Shilchu kar, Moshel Eretz, Misela Midbara El Har Bar Tzion, that they sent, who sent, Amun Moab sent it to the Moshel Eretz, they sent to the ruler, reference to Nebuchadnezzar, they sent him to come to Bar Tzion. Shishalach Lu, so then Nebuchadnezzar said, I asina, if I come, Lesi Duchta Diasri Bay, I have no place to settle, where am I going to live, where am I going to keep my reinforcements? Shishalach Lu, they says, Kvaro Shalahem, the cemeteries of Am Yisrael are Mu'ulin Mipaltirin Shalachar, are nicer and more beautiful than your palace. Not to worry, there is no shortage of beautiful places for you to live here. Dichsev ba'isa hinu Hashem. That time Hashem said, Yotziu es atzmos malcha Yehuda, ves atzmos sarav, ves atzmos hakohanim, ves atzmos hanavim, ves atzmos yosha yushlaim, mikiverim. They took out the bones of the cemeteries. Ushtachim l'shemesh. They spread them out in front of the sun. Uli areach l'chol tfashmaim, in front of all the different stars and sun, the moon in the sky. Asher ahevum v'asher avodim v'asher halchu achrem. And I guess he decided to settle there on top of these space quarrels. And that's the story of Nebuchadnezzar coming to take over Yerushalayim. Okay, we will stop here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.